Prisoners Legal Services of New York is holding its annual pro bono celebration later this month. The October 25th event at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany tells the real stories of people behind bars through art and dramatic performance. To learn more about this year's event, I spoke with PLS Executive Director Karen Murtaugh and Staff Attorney and Pro Bono Coordinator John Amodio.
So we recognize those individuals and give them awards. And then every year we have a theme that we focus on. And this year the theme is immigration. And with the help of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York, we perform submissions that were written by incarcerated individuals about whatever theme we're focused on. So this year, all of the submissions are focused on immigration. And the actors will perform those submissions. And in addition, this year is very special, two of our immigration attorneys wrote a short play which is an immigration trial, a real immigration trial. So they took a trial that we've done in the past and they shortened it because it would be too long to do the whole trial. And so the audience will get to be able to witness what happens inside an immigration courtroom.
So these are all true stories that are portrayed by actors on stage, by people who have experienced these issues that are currently incarcerated.
Well, the play will be a true story of an immigration trial that occurred and what happened to a person. The submissions sometimes are true stories. A few of them are what happened to somebody. One of them is about a gentleman whose mother was deported and he was left alone here in this country. Others are just poems about the issue. So, and they're incredibly well written. They're written by people that are incarcerated in prison. We get hundreds of submissions and we choose a handful of them to be performed.
Do members of the Black Theater Troupe actually visit those individuals who are incarcerated?
They don't visit them, but we have been working with the Department of Corrections. We film our annual event. And so Commissioner Annucci, who attended actually last year, has seen our event. And we're working with them to bring the Black Theater Troupe into some of the prisons to perform the same performance there as we do at Capitol Rep.
So people who submit their stories and submit their work can actually see it performed.
That's our goal going forward.
How do you find people who are interested in sharing their work? And does that come across in the normal work that you do with people who are being detained?
So we started doing this about 7 or 8 years ago. Actually, this is our ninth annual performance. And we have a magazine, it's called Pro Se, and it is sent in to all New York State prisons. And working with the Department of Corrections, they distribute it to the law libraries, and it gets sent individually to over 8,000 people that ask to be on our mailing list. And in that magazine, every year, we publish the theme that we're going to focus on, and we ask people in prison, if they're interested, to write about that theme. We've focused on solitary confinement. We've focused on the elderly in prison, adolescents in prison, mental health care, medical care, all sorts of issues. And so just general people that are, you know, incarcerated in our 54 prisons across the state decide whether they want to submit something. And then John Amodio, who's our pro bono coordinator, reads through all the submissions and chooses which ones we'll perform.
The only thing I'd like to add about the submissions in particular is I'm sort of the first line of review of these submissions that come in from people who are incarcerated across the state. And this is only my second year, actually, as pro bono coordinator. So it's this only the second year that I've had an opportunity to review these submissions. But I can tell you just from that limited experience that there's an awful lot of talented people behind bars, not just writers. In fact, one of the submissions last year was a published book, an entire book of which we excerpted some provisions of that book, and they were actually performed on the stage last year at our event. And some of the artwork submitted by these people is extraordinary. And last year and in prior years, we actually blow up these into very large, pictures or actually it's really artwork. And some of them are so extraordinary that we want to display them at the event. And some of them were displayed on stage, actually, as part of the performance last year. That is these incredible works of art.
The Prisoners Legal Services of New York's 9th annual pro bono celebration event is set for Friday, October 25th. And where can people find more information if they're curious?
They can go to our website, www.plsny.org. And the event is on the homepage, all the information you need to know. There's also a tab that you can click on if you're interested in providing pro bono services to PLS, which is the whole focus of this event. So any attorneys out there that are listening that would like to do very exciting and meaningful legal work, you can find our pro bono page on our website. And if you can't come to the event or you're not an attorney and can't provide pro bono services, there's a donate button so you can support the work that we do at PLS.